So what is our scripture perspective on LGBT is getting increasing social acceptance? If we look at our tradition, there is always an aspect of sensitivity which has been there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he is himself God, no, he did not insist that Haridas Thakur enter the Jagannath temple. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he is himself God and he accepted devotees from various castes, still he took food only in the house of Brahmanas after he took sannyas and he was travelling. So the point is that if certain social trends or social beliefs are widely prevalent, then we have to decide whether these need to be countered at that particular time or not. Every warrior has to decide which battle is to be fought. Now, warrior cannot fight with 10 enemies, army cannot fight with 10 enemies at the same time. So we decide, okay, this is a particular battle which we want to fight, this is a battle which we don't need to fight right now. So, the current socio-cultural trend is that people should be given the right to live the way they want. So, as per the current scientific research, there are some people who are genetically oriented in particular ways. And they just don't feel any attraction for the people of the opposite sex. They may feel attracted only to the members of their own sex. So this we understand from the philosophical perspective as a result of karma. That say if somebody was a male in this body and then they die in the next body, they become female. But because of some residual attachment, they identify with the male body they had in their previous life rather than the female body that they have now. So, to misidentify with the body which we have is bad enough. To misidentify with the body which we don't have, that is worse. At the same time, how is that to be dealt with? It is to expect such people when they have no attraction towards members of the opposite sex, to expect them to conform to conventional gender roles, that is repressive. In ISKCON, it has been tried to impose and it has had disastrous results. There are some very sincere devotees who committed suicide out of frustration. Some devotees, they had that inclination. Then for them, that means if they want to follow the regulative principles, it's like a devotee who's 20 years old, who is a homosexual. And for that, it's like at the age of 20, they're expected to take sannyas for the rest of their lives. It just doesn't work for them. So, and when they got some desires and they couldn't control, they felt that the devotee community will not accept me. So, eventually, they just felt so rejected that they ended their own lives, which was heartbreakingly tragic. There's no need to go through that. So the whole point of we have to understand that regulative principles or rules of scripture, they have a purpose. The purpose is to help people elevate their consciousness. So, in normal heterosexual marriages, there is a particular amount of regulation that is expected, and through that regulation, the point is again not the regulation alone. The point is the regulation is a facility for elevation of consciousness. So it is the expertise of the spiritual master to channel the energy that is dissipated in sexuality towards spirituality. How that channeling of emotional energy from sexuality to spirituality will be done, that will vary from time, place, circumstance. So, even within the devotee community, there are devotees who have this, and as of now, our movement is undecided about how to deal with this. We don't have any official policy. And if you look at scripture, different people quote different things. There are Vaishnavas also who are having these inclinations, who have this orientation. And they have their own reasoning based on scripture, how they also need to be accommodated. So this is something which even within the devotee community, we are not dealing with this. We are not able to come up with a proper framework to deal with this right now. So what to speak of outside world? It is basically an issue that we should not deal with. And if somebody asks us, rather than giving any specific position, we can focus on the point that whatever orientation of sexuality we have, we are not sexual creatures, we are spiritual creatures. And we should elevate our consciousness to the spiritual level. So these are complex socio-cultural issues. And there are many Christian organizations that are strongly fighting against this, against the legalization of gay marriages and things like that. But the Christian philosophy in this regard is quite different, because they consider that the relationships in this world which we have, they will be perpetuated in eternity. So if you have a husband-wife here, then their philosophy is that they will be husband-wife eternally. That's why, that is also one of the reasons why they say they don't want to approve divorce and things like that. But then that is a very simplified understanding. So, and their theology does not address the issue that suppose a man is married to a woman and the woman dies, and the man marries the next wife. Then is that man going to have two wives all of eternity? How is it going to happen? So the point is, for them, it becomes a far bigger theological issue of the legalization of gay marriages or things like that. For us, when we understand that our essential identity is beyond the body, so it is not that big an issue. So we focus on this, the principle that the sexual energy needs to be regulated, and the emotions that are involved in sexuality, they need to be directed towards spirituality. Specifically, how they are to be done, that will vary according to time, place, circumstance. And in general, without focusing too much on specific rules within society, the focus has to be on guiding people to elevate their consciousness. In today's world, if we try to speak against any of these things, we get alienated immediately. And I was going to write an article in BTG for this, and then we asked Anand Maharaj about this. So Maharaj told us that, don't speak on this issue at all. So in America also, in the West this issue is much bigger.
Yeah.
And we don't deal with that issue, because it's not a battle that we need to fight. It's more both from a point of view of strategy as well as a point of principle. Point of view of strategy, I gave the example of caste system. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not directly go against that caste system at that time. And from a point of principle, we don't consider the bodily relationships to be eternal. So the acceptance of this kind of sexual orientations within our philosophy, there is an understanding for that. That it is, the soul has not got integrated with the body, with the present body properly. That's why the soul has that kind of inclinations. And ultimately, whatever sexual orientation a person has, one has to transcend it. So these are our broad principles for this.